Proclamation number 3373 of 19th of December, 1944. Recognition, faith, knowledge, love. The individual's life on earth is decisive for life and eternity. This realization also allows people to live consciously, i.e., they will make an effort to live according to God's will in order to gain eternal life. Yet most people lack this realization because they can only attain true knowledge through love and lack the will to believe in life after death. Otherwise they would also strive for eternal life without knowledge. The believing human being does not doubt this, even though it cannot be proven to him what he is taught about life and eternity. Nevertheless, he adjusts his earthly life according to his faith. But the human being who has become knowledgeable through love needs no proof, for the knowledge gained through the working of love is proof enough for him. And thus he now consciously strives for eternal life. He seeks to shape himself according to divine will in order to be able to be close to God after his death, which means life for the being. But if the human being lacks all faith in a continuation of life, he will only live on earth for this world, he will not respect divine will, he will not work on himself, that is, on his soul, he will only love himself and disregard the commandment of neighborly love. Therefore he will never attain spiritual brightness, he will remain without knowledge and therefore not use earthly life for the salvation of his soul. And at the end of his life he will recognize his idleness and pass spiritually dead into the kingdom of the beyond, for he has only used earthly life for his physical well-being. But the body will pass away and with it everything he strives for. Earthly goods and pleasures. The human being takes nothing into the spiritual kingdom which was dear to him on earth, only his soul, and this is in an extremely poor state, weak and without life. For no other fate can blossom for the soul than the one the human being has prepared for it on earth. And therefore the human being has to believe, i.e., he is to receive instructions about his earthly task and about the consequences of fulfilling or not fulfilling this task. And accordingly he must shape his earthly life. If he makes an effort then he will be active in love in accordance with the instructions, and then he will also receive the knowledge which will give him the inner conviction that his faith is not without reason. And as soon as he is convinced of this, it will be easy for him to live according to God's will, for then he will know that life does not end with the death of the body, and this certainty will let him live and strive consciously, this certainty will fill him with strength and joy. He does not fear death, he does not fear responsibility, for his thoughts and aspirations are always turned towards God and full of hope that one day his soul will attain the vision of God, that it will live in unlimited bliss and will no longer be eternally separated from the one whom it recognizes and to whom it has united itself through loving activity. Amen.